Ron, when you go back and they're talking about...
They've been busy on Roosevelt Island putting together their new expanded library. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat.
Okay, gun. All right, we got our marching...
Roosevelt Island is a planned community that stretches like a finger in the East River between Manhattan and Queens. It's had a library since 1976, staffed by volunteers in a small room and an apartment building on Main Street. Martha Hayes, secretary treasurer of the library, says moving the books to bigger quarters was the idea of the founders, the late Herman and Dorothy Reed.
Mr. Reed felt that we needed a bigger library, so he went to the group that manages the island and said, is there some way we can get some government money to help build a larger library? And HUD had granted some money to the island for different things. And so they went to HUD and they said, can we switch what this was for to the library?
And HUD said, it shall be done.
We have this library rent free for 15 years. We have our utilities paid for 5 years. You have young adult.
The next step was to move the 25,000 books from the old library to the new one.
We decided we would have a book brigade, sort of like the old fashioned fire brigade, except we boxed the books. We didn't pass them one by one. And we had a very attractive flyer that we sent out that announced that we were going to have a membership campaign. And then at the same time, the flyer said, come and join the book brigade.
And so they did.
And then I have the young adult section, which...
With shopping carts, wheelchairs, and wagons from the old facility to the new.
We had a system by color, so that you come in, and the science fiction was in the purple section, and the mysteries are in the green section. Ron, how much longer do you need this?
Martha Hayes says the doors of the all-volunteer library will be open at least 20 hours a week.
Okay.
My suggestion is...
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
My suggestion is that we send the bus back.
Right.